This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Speaking for myself, not hard at all to imagine someday Ross at this. Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Look.
Was he here long enough? I don't know.
Veteran NFL player in the trenches. Yeah. Bulldog. Ivy Leaguer. And now, I mean.
A staple.
Absolute, a statement, longtime WGR guest.
Yeah, all right.
Plus, in addition to his other duties, Westwood One, the Ross Tucker podcast, Even Money Football. All, I mean, the guy has an empire. You've seen, there's a lot of people in this.
That is correct. That is correct.
Ross, I am announcing my candidacy to nominate you for the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame someday.
And I'm a little lukewarm. How do you feel about it, Ross?
He's not sure.
I love it. I'm actually already in several Hall of Fames. I don't mean to brag, but I am in the Pennsylvania State Hall of Fame, Berks County chapter. You have to say the second part really like trailing away and low.
Yeah.
I try to make it sound like I'm in the State Hall of Fame. But I'm actually just in the Berks County chapter of the State Hall of Fame.
Still good.
It annoys me because on Monday night when I do games with Kevin Harlan, I listen to him with Kurt Warner. And he's always like, I'm with the Hall of Famer Kurt Warner here on Monday night. Well, when I'm with Kevin, he never says that. And my question to him is, does it have to be the Pro Football Hall of Fame? You know? Why can't I'm also in the Wyomissing Football Association Hall of Fame in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. Again, I don't mean to brag, but it's kind of a big deal. I should be in the what's that town in New York where I did an appearance one night? I should be in their Hall of Fame.
Like out by the stadium?
It's kind of far away from Buffalo, but they do this like cool night. I went with Dornbos and like Don Maynard was there.
Ooh.
Hornell. Yep. Not Cornell. No. Hornell. Yeah. With an H.
Gotcha. Right.
I mean, you're clearly building a case. And again, you have our, or at least my support.
You know what I remember about the Hornell presentation? Two things. One is, I don't know why, but when I was with the Bills, I wore a tan suit a lot. And when you're 320, 325, a tan suit is not what you should go with. Like, you need to go with a dark suit. Mm-hmm. That tan just made me look bigger, you know? Mm-hmm. I needed to wear, like, a dark suit. Secondly, I'm sitting at the table, and the guy that's, like, running it, is talking to some other guy, and he's like, yeah, ticket sales were down like 20%. I mean, you know, last year we had Thurman Thomas. A couple years before that, we got Jim Kelly. You know, with these guys, you know, and I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm right here. I'm right here. Like, can you move away when you like? I know I'm not as well known as those guys, but you have to say it near me. Let's use a little bit of truth here.
Don Maynard, you can't catch sunshine. He was on our show years ago. I loved it. He was super cool. Well, you can't wear a yellow jacket either to that Hall of Fame confusion point. You can't just roll into Lambeau in a yellow jacket, right? Like, that would be bad form.
Yeah. That would actually be interesting. Like, what would happen if I just bought a really nice yellow sport coat and just started wearing that to the games I was broadcasting on the radio?
I would love it. That'd be great. With us is, as we did not the best job introducing Ross, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
So, Ross, Sunday has some of us shook, maybe more than others. Certainly not everyone is across the board in the same headspace, but I thought the Bills could go into Miami and sort of have half of their A game and still win them. Still beat them handily. Win them? What the hell happened there? I'm not going to any Halls of Fame the way I'm going.
No, Hornell is not online, too.
No, they're not calling for me. And, Ross, I mean, what? I mean, it's the NFL. It happens. But, holy cow. Did you see that coming at all?
No, because I thought they'd win the game. And, you know, I thought the Dolphins kind of had their one hurrah, if you will, against the Falcons. And then they outplayed the Ravens in the first half. And then after they lost, that, you know, then they're trading away Jalen Phillips, who, by the way, was fantastic last night for the Eagles. So I kind of was not expecting, you know, the Bills to lay that egg on the one hand. On the other hand, as I wrote on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter X specifically, and a lot of Bills fans engaged with it and responded, we've talked about this now for 3 years, guys. Like, we've been talking about this. Now, listen, maybe I missed a year, but I'm convinced they do this every year. We talked before the season and early in the season how critical it was that they took advantage of their opportunities this year to get the number one seed and that they didn't lose games that – they have no business losing this year. Well, this was that game. And a lot of the Bills fans replied to me and said, no, Atlanta was that game. Atlanta was that game. Atlanta, I feel a little bit differently about because at least at that point, Atlanta still felt like they were a decent team. And it was a primetime game and Monday night game. This was a Sunday one against a divisional opponent that knows they're doing nothing this year. And it wasn't just that they won. They won handily. This wasn't like a last second, oh, man, we blew it. This was a we got our you-know-whats kicked by a bad team. And so now the number one seed is the least of the Bills' concerns at this point. And, man, I'd be in a bad headspace if I'm a Bills fan right now. Because I would be very nervous that the reign of control as AFC East champs is over. And that you have a bunch of AFC East championships to show for it, but no Super Bowl appearances during whatever it's been, 5-year run, 6 years, you guys tell me. And now it's over and there might be a new kid on the block who's the old kid who used to beat us up all the time.
So, Ross, as far as, like, how they can fix their problems, this game Sunday, they had a lot of them. There was also, in the wake of the trade deadline, talk about the Bills trying for Jalen Waddle or even maybe Quinnen Williams. I wonder what that means to a team, if anything, psychologically. Where to start here? When it's this season, when teams can handle James Cook, as backwards as this might seem with an Allen team, they can get away with it. And that's like it seems, the key to beating the Bills. So is it going to be as simple as that going forward? Can the Bills find more in their offense, in their passing game, to make this okay?
Well, they're going to have to. Yes, I think they can. I mean, it's not a good sign that they just signed Mecole Hardman. I mean, I'm okay with trying to other guys, but you know, I don't know what the Dolphins were asking for Jalen Waddle. But if you think about it, if they got Jalen Waddle, they'd probably just win Sunday's game. You know, the addition for the Bills, the subtraction for the Dolphins, that might have been the difference in Sunday's game. What's that worth? I'm not sure the Eagles win last night's game against the Packers without Jalen Phillips. Now, they gave up a third-round pick for him. I would love to ask GMs and analytics people and math people what a quality win is worth in terms of a draft choice compensation. I think most people would say, hey, if this is going to be the difference between beating the Packers on Monday Night Football or not, yeah, I'd give a seventh-round pick. We're trying to win the Super Bowl this year, and that's a huge win. Is it a sixth-round pick? Is it a fifth? Like, I don't know what the number is, but there's a number, clearly, that you would give up a draft choice for a victory, an important victory. So I'd love to know what the Dolphins wanted for Waddle. I'd love to know what the Bills were offering. What I'm not a huge fan of is these reports on Sunday. The Bills were the highest bidder for this guy. The Bills tried the hardest for this guy. I'm a huge fan of Brandon Bean. I think he's done a really nice job. But it's kind of like what Mike Vrabel said. You know, this is not horseshoes. This is not hand grenades. You know, this is NFL transactions. There is no close. Close is not even a thing.
Right.
That's like saying, oh, we almost drafted this guy, but then the team ahead of us drafted him. Yeah, nobody cares, ever, forever, never. Like, that's the part where I'm not a fan of, like, I don't know, saving face leaks, if you will.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that they were close.
Well,
that almost makes it worse. That almost makes it feel worse.
100% I agree, Ross. We've talked some about this. The reporting is that it was a first and a third that the Bills were willing to send to Miami, and the hang-up was that the first was going to be in 2027, and they wanted it to be in this upcoming, in 2026, and that was the problem. And I agree with you. If you believe that reporting, I think that makes the Bills look worse, because what's the difference?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Between giving up the 20, I mean, that makes it, this look like you backed away because you didn't want to pay that price. And I think most Bills fans would have gone, yeah, I'll pay that price. I mean, easy for us to say out here, right? We don't have to do Brandon Bean's job, but I don't know. If they leaked that story thinking it was going to help them, that they tried really hard to get Jaylen Waddle, the specifics of it undo any goodwill that they might have got. I don't want to speak for everyone. Maybe somebody likes it. I don't know. But to me, it just says failure.
You know what's funny about that, too, is I've spoken with multiple executives from teams that have told me they would much rather, and they think every team would say this, much rather have first-round picks in 2027 than 2026.
Yep.
They've done the work, and if you look at college football, both at quarterback or some of these guys like Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams at receiver, the 2027 draft has the best players in college football right now. The 2026 draft does not. And so I had a guy tell me recently, I think most teams would rather have stockpile first, like the Jets. They got a first-round pick for Gardner in 2027 and a first-round pick for Quinnen Williams in 2027. That wasn't like an accident. That was on purpose because they think there's going to be better high-end players in that draft. So that really, Bulldog, doesn't make sense.
With Ross Tucker on the Western Hotline, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Well, New England wins again. Nice win in Tampa. Indianapolis pulls it out in Berlin in overtime against Atlanta. Denver, 10-7 on Thursday night. Of course, 10-7 also the score, oddly, last night in your game. So it didn't get easier in the standings. Just as we've talked about, here we go into Week 11. Bills, Chiefs, both – well, the Chiefs aren't even in a playoff spot.
Right.
Bills in a wild card spot. Baltimore in there, too. Maybe they get through and win their division. But very different and interesting time in that way in the AFC.
Yes. You know, and what's funny about that is, like, the Broncos have won 7 straight. They're 8-2. They're home on Sunday against the 5-4 Chiefs, and the Chiefs are favored by 3.5. You know,
yep.
That's the thing that you know, people are like, "Oh, you are what your record says you are." I mean, technically, yes, but that doesn't mean that's who's really the better team. You know, I mean, nobody thinks the Broncos are better than the Chiefs. Nobody. Their record is, and they might, as a result, end up getting, you know, winning the division, but nobody actually thinks that they're better.
I think you could say the same thing about the Ravens and the AFC North. Like, Pittsburgh is still leading that division, but I right now, I would bet on the Steelers missing the playoffs.
I would agree with that. That's the thing, too. Who was I talking? Oh, I was on in Houston this morning on the Odyssey station. And they're happy that, you know, they won the game against the Jags. They came back. I said, have you guys seen who you're up against in the AFC wildcard race right now? You ever heard of the Chiefs or the Bills or the Chargers or maybe the Steelers or Ravens? I mean, it is fierce for those wild card spots in the AFC. And I have my doubts about teams like the Jags and the Texans, but it's very possible the 3 wild card spots are Bills, Chiefs, Chargers.
Yep.
I theoretically, it could be Bills, Chiefs, Ravens. I mean, that is fascinating. Which, a couple things. One is, makes those playoff games awesome. And secondly, you know, there were a lot of people that didn't like the idea of having a 7th playoff team in each conference when the NFL did it. We really need it. I mean, it doesn't seem like many of these years. Is that people thought, oh, there's going to be 8-9 teams in. That hasn't been the case at all.
Yeah, this year could be that year, especially for that. Before you go, Ross, last night, I can't figure out what has happened to Green Bay. Maybe I was just too high on them. But losing to Carolina and then this game, I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about Philadelphia here necessarily, but Green Bay had tons of chances. Seemed to be able to get the ball across the 50 easily enough. But, man, am I too harsh thinking really negatively about Jordan Love in this game? They have injuries. Philadelphia is good. But, man, I wanted a lot better from the Packers.
Well, Love has been inconsistent this year. So, and we know that. I would say actually both quarterbacks had off nights last night. I also think, you know, watching, I was there. I called the game with Kevin Harlan last night. So when you look at a game like that, I don't know, guys. I thought it was maybe two-thirds to three-quarters, I would say, good defense, and a third to a quarter bad offense. It was more good defense, with two really talented, young, fast defenses. I mean, they are that good. You know, you think about Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary and those linebackers, Cooper and Quay Walker, and then the Eagles. Those defenses are really good. The quarterbacks were a little bit off, and the offenses were having some mental errors, some penalties, some mistakes, and that's how you end up getting 10-7 like they got. That's what happens. The other thing I would say, though, for the Packers, in fairness, you know, their best skill position player is Tucker Kraft. He's now out for the year with a torn ACL. I think their best receiver is Jaden Reed. He's been out for weeks with a fractured collarbone. During the game, they lost arguably their best offensive lineman, Elgton Jenkins, at center. They lost Romeo Doubs, their best remaining receiver. I mean, they're down a lot of guys. Mike, a lot of guys.
Yep,
you know that. And the Bills are experiencing that a little bit. But you take away a team's two best receivers, best tight end, you know, and they're going against really good defense. That's going to be tough.
I know it was pretty cold. Was it windy? Really windy? I didn't watch closely enough to know.
No, okay. It was not. I mean, there was some wind, but that was not a major factor.
Okay.
You got time to tell us how you get out of there? Not just Green Bay, but any one of these games. Like 11, what time are you packed up? 11:30, and you know you're home when? This morning.
Well, a couple things. So, if it's a West Coast game, I always take a red eye. Different stadiums are more difficult to get out of. Packers is about a 10 to 15 minute sit there, but we do like a 20 minute post game show. So that helps get some of the people out of there. And then typically if I can't take the red eye, I'm on the first flight the next day. Mm-hmm. Last night was a unique circumstance. I have a friend that had never been to Lambeau. It was his birthday. I invited him to come with me. And then I ended up going on his private plane to the game.
Nice.
That'll work.
Yeah, that helps.
Win-win. That's a win-win.
I would have never known growing up where I grew up that was even a thing that people did. But there are people that do that, and I happen to be friends with some of them, which is nice.
Very good.
Well, no having to deal with the long lines then. So good for you.
Thank you, Ross.
That was, especially with everything that's going on. By the way, is that over now that
all the canceled flights.
You guys know I don't follow current events or politics at all. So now that the government shutdown is about to be over, right? Does that mean all the flights will be back to normal?
I don't know either. Bulldogs shaking his head.
I have no idea.
No.
All right, well, go ahead. All right, this is where I need everybody else, okay?
Yes.
Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter X. I don't feel like looking it up or Googling it. Just say, Ross, the shutdown will officially end Wednesday. All of your flights next weekend should be good. Or whatever. Like, whatever the answer is, hit me up on social media at Ross Tucker NFL.
Hopefully they can cover for us. Thanks, Ross.
Always. See you guys.
All right. Talk to you next week. That is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
I'm not sure. He doesn't sound like a guy who necessarily needs commercial
No, at least not last night. Yeah, right.
I wonder if he thinks I, like, knew that. That's why I happened to ask him today about getting – I did not know any of that. I've been to Green Bay, and the idea of having to get home when I'm leaving the stadium at, like, midnight or whatever that is, how do you even do it? Remember once with weather, we had to drive to Appleton, Wisconsin, and fly out of Appleton to Detroit. And I can't picture Ross doing any of that.
Right.
Feel like he's too big time for that kind of
and now we know he is.
And that was correct.
That's been confirmed.
That has been confirmed.
He's got a friend with a private plane.
I do not have that.
No, I at least not that I'm aware of.
The closest I get now is knowing Ross,
right.
who knows somebody with a plane.
Right.
That's the closest I've ever been to a private plane. All right, Bill's angst. 803-0550. We're at the Buffalo Convention Center today. The Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony is tonight. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here for your calls. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.